It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. All this year, we focus in on Bemidji State's latest NHL Stanley Cup winner. Zach Whitecloud joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. When you win the Stanley Cup, your name gets engraved on the cup. Your name automatically gets associated with some of the sport's best.
It was the day after, and we were sitting at one of the guys' houses in the back with all the wives and girlfriends, and you just get to, you know, you're having a beer, and you're just sitting with it right there, and you get to look at the names, and you look inside the cup at the top, and it's got the, I think, I forget what it was, like the 1916 teams, 17 teams, like all the way back. And then you look up on the top ring, and I think it goes back to the, what is it now? The 60s or 50s. And you see some names on there that, you know, are up in the Hockey Hall of Fame. And it's a pretty wild feeling just knowing you're amongst that. I think it's pretty cool.
There's a lot of Hall of Famers that don't have their name on that thing. Now that you've won it, do you realize how hard it is to win it?
No, it's, obviously I don't know anyone that's played basketball and football and all these other sports, right? But I think bar none, it's the hardest trophy to win in terms of going through series, regular season, the grind, physical grind, all that sort of stuff. And I think that's quite the consensus in terms of the Stanley Cup. It's pretty well known that it's the hardest trophy to win. And then I think when you do win it, you look back and you go through, I think we played 106 hockey games this year, something like that. And you just go through it, and injuries and guys being out of the lineup and sickness, all that stuff. You realize just how hard it is to win and why it's the toughest trophy to win, because it's incredibly difficult. And I think you look at guys like Phil Kessel, Martinez, Quick, guys that have won it three times, and you just... You know, you look back and those guys get to see, you know, remember just how hard it was. And now I have an appreciation for that, just how difficult it was. And it was a hell of an experience. It's a once in a lifetime, and hopefully it's a 2, 3, 4 once in a lifetime.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.